I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Morality police are back on patrol as Iran announces a new campaign enforcing the mandatory hijab. Officers patrolled the streets of Tehran in marked vans on Sunday. Heart for Iran's Nazanin Baghestani says anxiety is at an all-time high. Women reach out to Heart for Iran's 24/7 call center every day.
The stress, the threat, the anxiousness is with every woman inside the country. They cannot go on the streets. They are afraid they will be caught. They are being followed.
Pray that women with nowhere else to turn will meet the Prince of Peace.
Pray for wisdom. Pray that we will discern what's going on. Pray that people will open up. Pray that Jesus will meet them individually.
And Hezbollah expands its reach as Lebanon drowns in despair. The political crisis is nowhere near resolution, and the army has no resources to keep terrorists at bay. Lebanon could lose an entire generation just like Syria. Heart for Lebanon's Elio Constantine explains.
Extremist and radical organizations target marginalized and vulnerable communities. So these children and their families start getting fed the most extreme ideas.
Introducing kids to Jesus through games, crafts, songs, and Bible lessons provides an alternative to hate.
Heart for Lebanon disrupts the cycle. It puts a stop to it. We create this ripple effect of hope among these marginalized communities.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.